Hello, this is Carla Willis, co-managing principal of Washburn and McGoldrick. And today, as part of our 30th anniversary introductory series to spotlight our consulting team, I am pleased to be joined by senior consultant Randy Smith. Welcome, Randy.
Hi, Carla. Good to be with you.
Great. And Randy, for those who may not know you, could you please share a recap of your career prior to joining Washburn and McGoldrick?
Sure, I'm happy to do that. So to consolidate the first part of it, I was working in another field and realized that I did not want to continue working in that field. And in doing some self-reflection, I realized that where I really wanted to be was in a higher education environment. I had loved being a student, had a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, and realized that higher ed is my preferred environment. So I reached out to someone I knew at my alma mater, Vanderbilt University, who worked in development, and just asked him a general question about keeping his eyes and ears open for opportunities that might come along at Vanderbilt. And he said, well, if you're open to this, I think you would enjoy doing what I do, and I think you'd be good at it. And I said, well, sure, I'd be happy to consider that. And it took about a year and a half. But I joined the development and alumni relations staff at Vanderbilt University in February of 1996 as a program coordinator in the alumni programs office. I ran the alumni travel program. I was very good at history and geography in Trivial Pursuit when I had that job. And then I moved on to a fundraising track, and I left Vanderbilt in August of 2021. So 25 and a half years. Did not have a plan to stay that long, but I was very fortunate in that every time I was feeling a need to move into something new and different, there was an opportunity for me to do that at Vanderbilt. And the last thing I did was spend the last 4 years of my time there creating and launching and monitoring the university's first formal principal gift program. We, Vanderbilt, had been a Washburn and McGoldrick client for about 5 years. And when I realized I was ready to move on from Vanderbilt, I reached out to your peer and colleague, our other managing principal, Bonnie Devlin, and asked her if she'd keep her eyes and ears open. And she said, well, we'd love it if you'd come to work for us. And I was delighted and honored and flattered. So I've been working with Washburn and McGoldrick as a consultant now since January of 2022. I'm in my fourth year and I absolutely love it.
Well, and we are so thrilled that you chose to join us. And I recall well when you joined the team, thinking about the skill sets that you would bring to the firm. And you certainly have done that over the past 4 years. And you really seem to have just a real love for the work, and it shows in the product that you provide after you've ended a relationship, or as you continue a relationship with one of your clients. And, you know, what I've just shared is my observation of how you feel about consulting, but I'd love to hear in your words what you enjoy most about consulting.
Well, I like helping people figure things out. I really enjoy problem solving. There's a lot of problem solving in consulting. It's not like solving a math problem. There are obviously lots of relationships that have to be considered, and lots of personal interactions and all the dynamics that go along with that. So when I say problem solving, I think what I really mean is helping people figure out how to manage their relationships with their donors, with their staff members, with their presidents and deans, and how to assemble and put together the best possible program, one where as many people as possible feel like their input has been sought out and their voices have been heard. So how can we make this the best possible operation, in other words? And then I also enjoy, quite frankly, the I guess being in the role of counselor and listening very closely to what it is people are saying, and to also trying hard to figure out what it is they're not saying, and maybe help them articulate some questions or concerns that they haven't been able to before. So helping people dig a little deeper as they're thinking about whatever situation or problem they might be trying to address, and just, asking questions to kind of draw out more information.
Well, and what you just described, Randy, is what both Bonnie and I thought would make you a great consultant on our team. It really aligns with the ethos of the firm and how we approach the work with our clients. You talked about deep listening, and I would imagine your educational background would make you a great listener. Why don't you tell the listeners about your background?
Sure. So, first generation college student. When I was in college early on, I took an introduction to philosophy class and absolutely loved it and became a philosophy major. And over the course of that time, realized that the courses I enjoyed most had a religious piece to them, the big questions, the ultimate questions. And I decided to stay at Vanderbilt after I finished my bachelor's degree and pursue a Master of Divinity. And I guess that's one of those things where if you were asked to tell a fun fact about yourself that not a lot of people would know, it's the fact that I do have a Master of Divinity degree, and certainly learned a lot about deep listening to people as part of that program, asking questions, being both to use the language of the Divinity School, being able to be pastoral when that was called for, but also being able to be prophetic when that was called for. Our firm prides ourselves on being direct, and we're never unpleasant about that. But I learned over the course of my time in divinity school that you always monitor what you're saying in light of where the other person is, and do they need to hear an encouraging word or do they need to hear a challenging word? So I have a Master of Divinity. I'm not serving a church or anything like that, but I put those skills and that experience to work every day, I would say. Ask the
That's
question, ask the questions and listen carefully.
well, and that you do. So, in honor of Women's History Month, I would be remiss if I didn't share with our audience and remind those who don't know that we are a women-led firm. And so, I'd like to ask you the question, Randy, who are the women who've had the most influence in your professional life and perhaps your personal life, if there's enough, if you want to share too.
Okay, sure. Well, I will start with my professional life. The woman in my professional life who has had the most influence, without question, is our own Bonnie Devlin, who I mentioned previously. She was the lead consultant in the relationship that Vanderbilt had with Washburn and McGoldrick. And I think what I learned from Bonnie that I had not learned from other consultants is that sometimes when we think we are the only ones facing a difficult situation, it's true that we are, in fact. But much of the time when we are facing a difficult situation in the work that we do, there are others who have faced that situation. And one of the things Bonnie did so well was gently point out to us that you're not alone in this. You're not unique in this. And here are some examples of how other institutions have handled similar issues. So she's just been a remarkable influence in the work that I've done with our clients along those same lines. I would say, without question, in my personal life, my wife has been my biggest influence. We met in the Master of Divinity program at Vanderbilt, and she has a very kind, pastoral sensibility, very intuitive, very wise, knows when it's not quite time to make a decision, but rather a time to sit with a situation until an answer emerges in a clearer fashion. And quite frankly, that's also something I try to bring to my consulting work, is to ask, is it time to answer this question, or is it time to sit with this question a little bit longer?
Thanks for sharing that, Randy. And certainly today, as we're advising our clients, we're all helping clients grapple with some of the issues of the day. The issues are ever changing, and I think our entire firm does a good job. I mean, Bonnie certainly is co-lead with me, but wonderful to hear that she served in a similar role when she was consulting to you at Vanderbilt. So, as part of this series, we're compiling a list of books that our consultants are reading. What are you reading right now, Randy?
So, I'm reading a book that's kind of a classic in the history arena, and probably worth mentioning that it was written by a woman, a prominent historian, the late Barbara Tuchman, who's well known for several books, but I'm reading her book, The March of Folly, in which she traces how, over the course of history, mainly governmental leaders, but also some people in other arenas, made decisions not in their best interest, in spite of overwhelming evidence to the contrary that they should make another decision. And I find that valuable because I certainly think that emotion and, in a healthy way, ego have their place in our decision-making process. But at the end of the day, when it comes to the institutions that we work with or represent, we've got to make decisions on the basis of what makes sense, even when that stings a little bit. So it's been very interesting to read through historic examples of that.
Well, what you just said is so true, and we'll be sure to add this book to our list that our listeners can refer to, and I hope they will begin to read some of these great books that we share. So, Randy, thanks so much for joining me today, and if you want to learn more about Randy Smith, you can go to his bio page on the Washburn and McGoldrick website, and that site is wash-mcg.com. Thanks for listening.